It is a cautious welcome. Last October, local minister Joe McHugh confirmed that all of the 20 beds at the hospital will be reopening. Fianna Fáil claimed that this was part of their confidence and supply budget deal. And of course, these two announcements followed months of campaigning by Sinn Féin members in Donegal, where thousands of people across Donegal signed the petition to reopen the 20-bed short-stay ward. We know this is crucial because you have an average of about 20 people on trolleys every day with massive pressure on the nurses, doctors and staff. But what actually materialised wasn't funding for 20 beds, but funding for 5 beds. And it's thanks to the Sale to Hospital Group and the management of Letterkenny Hospital that they've managed to get additional resources reallocated to get 10 beds open. But it's not thanks to the government and it's not thanks to Fianna Fáil.
And we know that hopefully the remaining beds will be open now in the autumn, but again, it's left to SAILTA to fund this.
Well, what we have here is broken promises. As I say, last October, the minister from Donegal, Joe McHugh, came on Highland Radio and confirmed all the beds would reopen. Fianna Fáil claimed this was under confidence and supply. Yet, 6 months on, into earlier this year, senior management in SAILTA and Letterkenny Hospital confirmed they'd only got funding to reopen 5 beds, just 5 beds. And thanks to them and their efforts to reallocate resources, they've managed through their efforts to get 10 beds open. So in recent days, we've seen political claims from Fianna Fáil and government welcoming what is really the achievement of the people of Donegal fighting for it and the management of Letterkenny Hospital and the SAILTA Group. We will keep fighting in Donegal for all 20 beds to be reopened. They should never have been closed. This crisis doesn't need to continue in Letterkenny. And what we need now is less of the false promises, less of the false claims and more political delivery till we get all 20 beds in that hospital reopened.